And so 35 years now, I've been walking all those backward, and then I've so many beautiful, like, exhausted into my head. Then if I had two bodies go, turn it over to the time. Just after the war, I was like,
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm I was so worn out when I got home that I lay down on my bed fully dressed. And laying there crosswise under the canopy of the shelter full of I looked at the hidden cracks in the shelf, and when everything was pulled with a giant eyes hanging from the gnawing claws of the cage, to hear them walking away on the floor of my heaviness, and their tears terrified me.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm
there was nothing I knew of an extraction of hundreds of Nazis and Nazis, hundreds of thousands of pictures of pictures of cheering men, women, and children, cheering rapers, and the more I cheering workers, cheering peasants, cheering SS soldiers, I got especially a big kick out of loading my drum with Hitler and his entourage entering liberated Danzig, liberated Warsaw, Hitler entering liberated Prague, Hiller entering liberated Vienna, Hitler entering liberated Paris, Hitler at home, Hitler at harvest time, Hitler with his fearful sheepdog, Hitler visiting his troops to left front, Hitler inspecting the Atlantic Wall, Hitler en route into the conquered towns of the east and west, Hitler leaning over military maps. And the more I compacted the cheering men, women, and children, the more I thought of my gypsy girl, who had never cheered, who had wanted nothing more than to feed the fire, make her potato goulash, and fill my large pitcher with beer, nothing more than to break her bread like a wafer at communion, and look into the stove door transfixed by the flames of the children worrying in the fire, the song of the fire, which she had known since childhood, which had sacred ties to her people. I left all of pain behind and coaxed a melancholy smile to her face, a reflection of her life's happiness. Now I'm lying in bed crosswise on my back, and a tiny mouse has just fallen on my chest, led down to the floor, and scurried for shelter under the bed. I probably a few mice in my briefcase or coat pocket as well. I could feel a toilet scented perfume drifted up from the yard, and when for some rain, I tell myself, I'm so worn out from work and beer that I can't move a finger. Two whole days of cleaning the cellar at the cost of those humble creatures that wanted nothing more than to nibble at a few old books and live in waste paper holes, give birth to other mice and feed them in cozy nests. In the last tiny mice rolled into balls the way my tiny gypsy rolled into a ball next to me at night. The heavens are not humane, but I've forgotten compassion and love.
On the frame with an indelible pencil to show how tall I've been on a given date, and I picked up a book. I stepped back against the door frame, and I pressed the book flat on my head, and when I turned in place and drew another line there, I could tell with the naked eye that in 8 years I shrunk 4 inches, and I decided I must have shrunk under the weight of that 2 tons canopy of books.